Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
While traveling along the roads of North Mississippi, be sure to spot the Oil Drop logo for your next stop. All D's Oil locations are locally owned and operated. D's Oil, where there's quality in every tank.
I'll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Bob Kelly and Dima, we're glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show is sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to eat any night of the week and a great place to cater any event you may have upcoming for your church, your home, your family, whatever. Appreciate all that Dickey's does. Also, don't forget about our podcast, Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast, now up to almost 13,000 downloads a month. Man, we're grateful to you for that. Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. All right, business, take care of a little bookkeeping here first. We were scheduled to have football coach Charles Huff on the show. We were Sports Information Department of Southern Miss notified apparently late last night that he would not be available for media interviews that were scheduled today, so we apologize for that. Hopefully, the new coach can find time to talk to some of us next week, but he's not going to be available today. I do want to thank the people at Southern Miss Sports Information for working so hard to get that interview set up. Tomorrow on the show, we will have the basketball coach talk to Jay Ladner this morning. Those guys are in Mobile getting ready to play South Alabama, and he's going to give us a game review tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Got a good show for you today, though. Pat Greenwood is the play-by-play voice, ESPN Plus, South Alabama Sports. He's going to be previewing the upcoming basketball game here with us in just a few minutes. And right now, we've got the head high school football coach of Oak Grove High School, Drew Causey, in the studio. And, Coach, I thank you for coming in. We have, the three of us, have had a lot of discussion over the last few months, I suppose, weeks in particular, about the enormous change in college football with the transfer portal, almost 40 players transferring into Southern Miss so far. Dima, there was 70-some on Monroe last year. So I asked this question, Coach, and I appreciate your willingness to come in and address it. If schools now, if colleges are getting the vast majority of their players from other colleges, the transfer portal, where does that leave the traditional high school athlete who, for years, schools went after high school football players to develop those players over a period of 4 years? And that seems to have, as Kelly would say, gone the way of the buffalo. Where now are the high school kids? How are they being affected?
Well, I appreciate y'all having me on. You know, I think for us it's, you know, we've been extremely blessed to have a lot of guys still be able to sign somewhere. You know, like 2 years ago, after the 23 season, we had 14 guys signed. We'll have 13 total this year, but there's a lot more of them going junior college, maybe to a NAIA program, a Division II program, what it was formerly 1AA, which is the FCS now. You know, they're going there instead of going to schools like a Southern Miss or Ole Miss, Mississippi State. You know, and I think – for us, it's been – for our state, I think it's great that we do have a junior college system that plays football. You know, not every state has that, so we're extremely lucky. Our kids are lucky that they live in this state and they get to go – they have that 14 different opportunities that, you know, guys in Alabama don't have. So they're either going to a four-year school or they don't go to college at all to play sports. So our guys get pretty lucky in that sense. But, you know, we've been lucky that, you know, you got – certain guys are going to always get recruited. If they got a 4-star, 5-star by their name, they're going to get recruited and it's not going to affect them at all. The guys it affects are the guys that, you know, are that borderline SEC guy, or they'd be a really talented Sun Belt guy. You know, they're probably not getting recruited now. They may get one offer. They may not get any offers and have to go junior college. You know, we had a kid that went to Jones Junior College last year. played one season for him, had no Division I offers. Now he's at Oklahoma State. Mm-hmm. You know, guy can play, very talented player. But you know, they're going to go sign, these college guys are going to go sign a guy that's got a year of experience on the college level. You know, and granted, I mean, it's probably better for their program, and that's what they're there for, and that's what they're supposed to do. But you know, I think the NCAA's got to do something to protect the high school players.
But as a high school coach, how do you feel about that? That's got to bother you a little bit that your kids have less opportunity now.
It does. It does. And my job is to stand up for my guys, and you know, as the saying goes, I'm gonna stand on the table for a lot of them, and you know, luckily for us, and like you know, I know the previous Coach Hall at Southern, like you know, we played together. We were extremely close, and you know, he was one that I could tell exactly, hey, look, this guy can play for you know, and you know, as I've told, I've done this for close to 20 years now. I was blessed to be a GA at Southern Miss. I was blessed to, you know, coach at the junior college level, coach at the Division II level, and now coach in the high school. You know, I feel like I know what a Division I football player looks like, and I'm going to push for our guys to get offers. So, you know, and that's my job.
Well, it sounds like the real winners in this, Coach Causey, especially if the junior college rule stays as proposed, that you could play 2 years of junior college and not affect your 4 years of eligibility. If that stays as proposed, the junior colleges really hit the jackpot, didn't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think for us, yes, we got 14 junior colleges. I think what's going to happen if that happens, I think you'd see like the Alabamas that they play baseball, they play other sports, they're going to have to add football. You know, so I think it'll give high school players another opportunity, but you know, again, is that sustainable? Is the NIL sustainable? Is this all, I don't know if it is or not. So it's just kind of a wait and see. It's, you know, they got to get a fix on it and get it situated to where it works for everybody. But man, I played football at the wrong time.
for sure. But in the 20 years that you've been coaching, we hear kind of, you know, from different aspects of society that generally speaking, kids these days are not as emotionally mature. They might be as physically mature, but they're not as emotionally or mentally mature, and that maybe 2 years of junior college would be the way to go anyway. Do you have any strong feelings one way or the other?
You know, I think it just depends on that kid and his family. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of kids that needed to go junior college. We have kids that I don't think junior college would benefit them, you know, and it's more of a personality standpoint. You know, junior college is different. I played 2 years of junior college. I coached in the league for 5 years, and it takes a special person to coach in that league, and it takes a special person to play in that league because, you know, you're getting kids from all different backgrounds, from different states, and you know, you've got to – it's different. So, you know, there's certain kids that wouldn't fit in, you know, in a junior college setting.
Do you have to explain all this to kids? High school.
We try to.
Yeah.
We try to. We try not to tell them where to go. You know, I try to give them, if they want my opinion on the matter, I'm going to give it to them. But we try not to ever tell them where to go to school.
Mm-hmm. I mean, so, I guess what I'm asking too, we had a couple minutes left, but do you have to sit them down and explain to them that things are not the way they were 5 years ago? And you're a good player. And 5 years ago, you'd have probably gone straight to D1, but now, with the way things are, you need to look at junior college.
Yeah, I think everybody with the way the NIL is, everybody wants to be an SEC football player, just especially
so they can become rich.
So they can be a millionaire when they're 18 years old. Right. That's not the case for everybody. Right. You know, right now we've got, you know, you got kids that might be 6'3" that are very talented O-linemen or D-linemen, you know, that have played for us in the past. That might have been a Southern Miss guy or a Troy or South Alabama type guy. They're not going there anymore. 6'3" is not big enough. You know, you got to be 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". You know, and we've got to tell our guys, make sure they understand, hey, this is where you fit in. You're talented enough to be a Division I guy. You may not be big enough. You may not be tall enough.
Yeah.
Your grades may not be right. So there's a lot of different scenarios that play in it, and each kid's different.
So if Kelly were going to try out for the Oak Grove football team – he would play what position?
DB.
I don't know if he could play DB. He might be able to give us one snap at the O-line, maybe.
one snap.
Both of us side by side could probably give us one good snap. That'd be it.
Hey, Coach, we appreciate you coming in, man.
I appreciate y'all having me.
And keep up the good work. And I know you guys are a lot more than just coaches. I learned that up in the Delta doing high school play-by-play for a long time. And coaches are many times the father figures for many guys on the team. And I don't think that high school coaches get enough credit for everything they do off the field as well as on the field.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Coach Drew Causey, everybody, head coach at Oak Grove High School. When we come back, let's take a look at the South Alabama basketball with Pat Greenwood. Everybody stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour returns in a moment.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, we appreciate Drew Causey coming in. I think we can all agree something's got to be done here in college athletics. It even has high schools upside down.
Has anybody that we've talked to at any level said that they like this?
Kelly, we've never had a coach, and we've had a lot of coaches on this show. I've never had one coach say they like this. Not one.
I haven't talked to many fans that like it either.
And the greatest coach, I hate to admit it, but the greatest coach, Nick Saban, you saw how he felt about it.
Drove him out of the game.
He just quit.
Yeah.
All right, this segment sponsored by Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street. That's where you can find all your Southern Miss apparel for your house, your home, your body. Miss Kathleen's wonderful. She'll also get you stuff online at campusbookmart.net. Pat Greenwood does the ESPN Plus play-by-play for South Alabama Athletics. He'll be on the call tonight when the Golden Eagles take on the Jaguars down in Mobile. Rivalry game, always intense competition when the two lock up. Mr. Greenwood, South Alabama doing well, 12-5, 4-1 in the league. Lost Saturday, but prior to that you had won five straight games. What's been the secret sauce for the Jaguars so far at 12-5?
Well, I think it's the fact that we're playing zone defense, which most people, you know, are used to going up against man-to-man. So they see a zone. They haven't attacked it very well. We got a bunch of kids that just play very well together. And, you know, athletically, if you were to look at each of our kids individually, athletically they're okay. But we don't have a Denijé Harris that is just dominant on the boards and dominant scoring. But we've got a bunch of kids that play hard, man. And that's one thing you'll see at tonight's game. These kids play hard, especially on the defensive end of the floor. And they protect the basketball. We're actually number one in the country when it comes to turnovers per game. And we're number top 10 in the NCAA in six different categories, most of them defensively oriented. So, you know, I'll be the first to say nobody saw this coming, including me. You know, we got through the first part of the non-conference schedule, and we were like, yeah, you know, it's going to be a 500 type of season. Then all of a sudden, the Jags start going on a run, and we got four conference wins, all by double digits. Now, Old Dominion came in Saturday and really attacked that zone, and more importantly, stopped the fast break. We only got four fast break points against Old Dominion. That made a big, big difference. But nobody saw this coming, including me, and now all of a sudden we're 12-5 and playing some pretty good basketball.
And Pat, not to diminish anything that the Jags have been able to accomplish, but talking to a lot of your colleagues that have been doing calls, radio and television, there seems to be a general feeling that the league as a whole just is not a real strong basketball league, and that nobody has flexed its muscle yet. If there is a team that's going to be a breakout number one, it hasn't shown up yet.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair comment. You know, we thought Arkansas State coming in was that team. South Alabama beats Arkansas State by 20-something. Now, they were without Kobe Julian, who's now back, so that makes a difference, obviously, in that Arkansas State lineup. But you're right. There's not been a team in the Sun Belt Conference where you go, okay, that's the team to beat come March. I think there are about four or five teams right now in that discussion. And, you know, it's been a while since South Alabama's been this highly regarded this early in the season. You go back to the COVID year, we were the number two seed going to New Orleans when COVID shut everything down. And, of course, we turned around and the season was over. But since that season, we've just been, you know, a little over 500. So this is a new territory for this South Alabama team, and I know, especially fan-wise, and you should see it tonight, I think the fans are starting to show up, and it's been pretty impressive to see what these guys are putting on the floor.
You talked about Denaje Harris, and he has definitely been the go-to guy for Southern Miss. So goes Denaje, so goes the team. Who are some of the Jag names that we'll expect to hear tonight, probably in your telecast?
Well, Miles Corey is third in the conference when it comes to scoring, right behind Denaje. He is a kid that was playing NAIA ball for the last 4 years out in California, and then got his name into the portal, and all of a sudden, here he is scoring, you know, 16 points a game. He was number four in the SportsCenter top 10 plays last week against Arkansas State. And, you know, so Miles Corey certainly is the guy that makes it go. The other one is Barry Dunning Jr. And Barry is a local kid from McGill Toulon Catholic, signed with Arkansas out of high school, played a little bit for the Razorbacks, transferred to UAB, didn't play a whole lot at UAB, transfers back down to South Alabama. And even in the first part of the year, you could tell he wasn't comfortable with what he was trying to do. He was not. It hadn't clicked for him yet. All of a sudden, it has now. He's a guy that's a guard forward type of hybrid player. Can shoot the three, but also can drive and does a pretty good job on the boards as well. So Corey and Dunning are your two guys for South Alabama. But that said, it seems like every other game there's been somebody that pops up out of the blue. We had Elijah Ormiston against Arkansas State score a career-high 20. We've had John Broom all of a sudden come out of the shell. You've had, you know, just player after player that, oh, it's tonight. Tonight's his night, right? So I think that's it all centers, though, around Corey and Dunning, but it all centers around defense, too. If you're looking for an offensive showcase tonight, you're looking at the wrong game, because South Alabama prides themselves on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to ask you, Pat. The defense of South Alabama is one of the best in the whole country, actually, ranked ninth in the whole country in points allowed, only with 61 points. You mentioned the zone defense, but I noticed that the fast break points and the steals is, I think, where South Alabama generates a lot of their leads.
Yeah, because if you look at us athletically, there's not that Harris type of guy. We don't have a 6'10 guy. We have 6'2, 6'3, 6'4.
Right.
We're not a big team at all. And so we would depend on that fast break. You know, if you set us up in a half court offense, that's how you defeat us. That's exactly what Old Dominion did. They took away the fast break. And now all of a sudden we've got to play half court offense, and that's not the style that this team wants to play. So you know, it is tough, especially nowadays, for these young kids to buy into defense, right? You know, everybody wants the 30 points a game and the offensive fast break type of style. These kids have really bought into the defensive side. So it's a zone, but it is far from a passive sit back and let you shoot over us type of zone. We'll see a little bit of 1-3-1 mixed in. We saw box in one, and heck, we even saw triangle in two against Old Dominion when their players started playing, and we were able to shut that down just a little bit. But yeah, offensively, that's not the forte, and that showed when we got into overtime against Old Dominion. We didn't score. They outscored South Alabama 8-0, and we lost 71-63. So put South in a half-court type of situation, and you've got a much better shot at slowing them down.
Yeah, and it just reminds me a lot of that team a couple years ago that made it to the Sun Belt Championship game, where that team would get out in front. It did have a big man inside, but this team just reminds me a lot of that team with the shooting ability, but mainly the defense.
Yeah, and that's how Richie Riley has recruited over the past couple of years. And we haven't had, probably in the last 5 or 6 years, we haven't had that really prolific offensive scorer. You know, Miles Corey, again, he's third in the conference, but, he'll get, if this makes sense, it's almost a quiet 16 a game. It's not like we were playing Old Dominion Saturday and Dura Gordon had 28 points and 18 rebounds, and you knew every time he touched the ball he's going to score. That's not the type of player that Miles is. He distributes the ball pretty nicely. So it's not like he's that offensive threat every time he touches the ball, but you look up and all of a sudden, hey, he's got 12? Wow. Okay. That's right. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right. What kind of atmosphere are you guys getting down there with basketball? I know basketball in the Deep South is kind of a hard sell compared to football and college baseball. But what sort of atmosphere will the Eagles walk into tonight?
Well, hopefully for South Alabama and for Southern Miss, for that matter, hopefully it's going to be a pretty good atmosphere. We had 2,600, which is about average. We had 2,600 for Arkansas State and a little more from that for Old Dominion last Saturday. The students are back, so this is the first game that the students have been back. So that's a big plus. And plus the fact that anytime Southern Miss comes to town, there's a bigger crowd. Anytime Troy comes to town, there's a bigger crowd. And we actually have Troy coming up on Saturday. So, this whole week of basketball has been pushed pretty significantly. And the fact that we're 12-5 and tied for first place in the conference, I think it's generated a lot of just casual interest in the community. So I think the atmosphere is going to be pretty good.
Is that
at least I'm hoping so.
Is that an indication, Pat, of the great love the South Alabama fan base has for the Golden Eagles, that more would come out when the Golden Eagles are in town?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of love for the Golden Eagles. Although, really, I'll tell you, there's a ton of Southern Miss fans in Mobile. So we'll see a decent amount of black and gold out there tonight, too. But it really is fun. And I appreciate that the Sun Belt in football has the schedule rotated to where either Southern Miss is at home or Troy is at home every year.
I agree.
And so that we have that big time atmosphere. So we'll have a bigger crowd than usual tonight. Our Mitchell Center seats 10,000. So way overbuilt for basketball, but obviously it hosts graduations and concerts and all that stuff. But we'll see a good amount of people, I think, up in the red sections, up in the upper deck, which we typically don't see a whole lot of. So I think the atmosphere is going to be pretty good. And, regardless of who's playing, what level they're playing at, people come out for this game. And then add to the fact that we're actually doing pretty well, I think we should have a pretty decent crowd.
All right, Pat, we appreciate it. Pat Greenwood, everybody, South Alabama play-by-play. Super Talk Eagle Hour. We'll be right back.
Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Pat Greenwood for coming on the program, kind of previewing that ball game tonight, South Alabama, Southern Miss. You can pick that up, of course, on ESPN Plus. This segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the rock. All right, Christian Watson is a new face on the Golden Eagle basketball team. He's been playing a pretty good role here lately. He'll be in action tonight when the Eagles take on the Jaguars. Kelly talked to Mr. Watson, just yesterday, I believe, and here's how that conversation went.
Christian, first of all, you scared us all, you guys, on Saturday. But you prevailed in the end. What was Texas State doing in the second half that they weren't doing in the first? Or what weren't you guys doing that you did in the first half?
I feel like Texas State came out second half with just a ton of energy. We knew they weren't going to bow down. You know, we got up strong in the first half. We went up big lead, took the lead. We were making shots, playing good defense. But second half, they just came out like they wanted it more than us. Took a big lead. But, you know, late in the game, we didn't bow down. We got stops and then took it to overtime and came out with a W.
Now, you and Alfred Worrell have known each other for a long, long time, like since the sixth grade. Kind of pick it up from there.
Yeah, me and Alfred played on an AAU team called Team Black about in sixth grade. And all I can remember is he hit a buzzer beater. And just from that time on, he didn't play basketball. He was a football player, actually. But that time on, I just knew he was going to be a tough player growing up. And he made a lot of shots. And I just remember just from that team, I think we ventured out from there. He went to school in Montgomery County. I went to school in Washington, D.C. And then we linked back up here at Southern Miss. And look, now we're here.
You actually took your visit together, yeah?
Yeah, we took our official visit together, and then we committed on the visit.
Now, Miami, of course, the University of Miami, where you came from, their coach resigned, yeah. You know, in this offseason. When you heard about that, what was your reaction?
It was crazy. It was actually unexpected. I didn't see that coming, but, you know, Coach L, he's a legendary coach. He's really, you know, he's really old, so it was about his time to go. But, you know, just going to Miami, learning a lot from them, and just bringing it here to Southern Miss, I really appreciate what they taught me over there, and, you know.
And actually, when I look at your bio and things that you've done, it's not like you didn't get to play at Miami, you know. And a lot of people will go, well, I understand somebody transferring because they didn't get to play or whatever. But you got to play. So what made you decide, hey, I need to move on?
Yeah, I got to play a lot my sophomore year, not a ton my freshman year, but I started one game in my sophomore year against UNC. I had to guard, you know, All-American R.J. Davis. But just coming here, I just wanted a better opportunity on the floor, you know, to be more of a leader of my team and, you know, take more shots. Not necessarily taking all the shots, but, you know, just having a bigger role in this team.
Anytime in any conference, you got to win some on the road. Everybody acknowledges that. And you guys are even kind of thinking now, what is it about the road? Is this something you guys can shake?
Oh, yeah, I feel like going against South Alabama, they're top of the conference, but I think we can really get them. Our chemistry is starting to come together, and I think this is going to be the road one that we're going to get.
What do you see as the strength of your individual game? And on the other side, what are some things you really want to work on to get better?
Yeah, a strength of mine is, you know, just playing hard for 40 minutes, playing defense, you know, making shots. Something that I want to continue to get better on is my consistency, my three-point shot, continue to bring my percentages up, my overall field goal percentage, and just staying confident, believing in myself that everything's going to be all right. Just keep getting better.
Now, being raised on the Eastern Seaboard and then down to Miami, now to Hattiesburg, still a young man, though, you know. Tell me about how you deal with not being able to get home much or how you deal with that.
Kind of got used to it. Being at Miami for 2 years, I was away, not being able to go home for holidays and all that. But, you know, I just got used to it. It's making me become more of a man and just being on my own. So I feel like I'm just learning a lot, learning to become more of a man.
And no disrespect to the city of Hattiesburg, because it's been my home for 40-some years, but culturally, Miami and Hattiesburg, as far as things to do, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's way different. You know, like at Miami, after the game yesterday, I could have went to the beach, just relaxed, you know. But Hattiesburg, I kind of just, you know, go back to my home and just relax, watch TV, watch some college basketball, you know, come back and get back in the gym. But, you know, it's way different than Miami. You know, you got the beach, you got the clubs, you got just the city life. It's just totally different. But I've gotten used to Hattiesburg, and I've started to love it more and more.
Now, other guys will tell us that they like, you know, getting on the gaming machines or, you know, playing music or whatever, but you're just a gym rat. You make no bones about it.
Yeah, either the gym, you know, my bed, my couch, or just watching TV. You know, I do be in the gym a lot. You know, it's the only thing I can do to, you know, get better and help my team throughout the course of the season. So, you know, the gym is where it's at.
What's your go-to TV show?
TV show, I'll probably say I don't have a go-to TV show.
What have you been binge watching?
Let's turn on TV and go right to ESPN and watch some college basketball.
Okay, so NBA, man, you live basketball. It and breathe it, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Where are you guys now as a team compared to the beginning of the year? Beginning of the year, you guys were digging deep holes, particularly in the first half. That's gone away now. Yeah. But compare the team the first week of the season to where they are now.
Oh, I feel like we just have more chemistry now, and everyone's kind of buying in. You know, we got guys off the bench like Alfred, Siri, you know, the freshmen also buying in. So, you know, I feel like in the beginning of the season, we were kind of a team that would start off slow, and then we had to just pick it back up in the second half. And I feel like now we're just buying more into the coaches' play calls and just playing hard for 40 minutes, playing defense for 40 minutes straight.
Four-game road trip coming up. What's the key to coming out with even one on the road? Is, you know, like taking two from the field?
This is a big stretch for us. It can change our course of the season. You know, right now we're tied for, I think, third in the conference. It's about seven teams tied. So, you know, South Alabama's up there, and if we can get one against them and then Arkansas State and the other teams that we play on the road, then I feel like, you know, this conference can be up for grabs. And, you know, we just got to keep working day by day, staying together, and we'll be a really good team at the end of the season.
All right, Kelly, Christian Watson, he says the same thing we've been talking about. Got to win one. I think you need to win two of these next four on the road.
The fact that nobody, as we talked about with Pat Greenwood earlier, has really emerged and just broken away from the pack, it really still is anybody's ball game. Yeah. So if anybody can win one or two on the road, that could be the difference in being that one or two seed.
No doubt. And when you have seven teams tied for third, that just tells you all you need to know. And but it is still early, though. I mean, there's only been four or five conference games played by each team. There's still, you know, a month and a half left of the season, remarkably. But there's still a lot of season left to play. But these four games, like he just said, could shape the season. If they could get two, maybe even three. I mean, what if they could get three? If they could get three, I mean, that would just change the whole course of the season and how everybody views this team. And something we talked with Andrew Abbedi earlier this week about. He says, with this team's core team is healthy and ready, they're among the best teams in the whole league.
Well, and I guess Pat Greenwood sort of gave the formula.
You yeah. know, play zone.
Yeah, that the Old Dominion. I'm pretty sure that the
we'll play half court offense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure that Jay Ladner's aware of that.
I would sure think so. You know, I'm not a big fan of this four games in a row on the road.
No,
you know, because if you're playing, let's say you're even playing well, but you're playing on the road, you could still lose some of those games. Whereas if you're playing lousy and play at home, you could lose some of those.
You know this, Kelly, because you were at practice this week. Do they play these two and then come home and then go back, or do they literally stay on the road?
Well, the first two will be, they'll come back.
They'll come back for a day or two and then go back.
And then go again.
It's a lot of travel. Their last home game was on January 11th. They don't go back to Reed Green Coliseum until January 29th.
What kind of scheduling is
that? I don't know, man. And of course, the other side, people will say, well, then you get four at home. Well, okay, but if you lose four on the road, then you're constantly having to dig out of that
hole. Do they have four at home coming back?
Well, they got two at home, then they go back on the road for a three-game road swing.
What? But then the last four games
are all at home.
Yeah. And that could be vital because you'll know where you are in the standings and what you're going to have to do to finish
where. Yeah, but they're in a stretch now where they're playing, what, six out of eight games are on the road.
Yeah.
Seven of the next nine. Seven of the next nine games on the road. That just does not seem fair to me. But
no, but I guess the other teams have to do that same thing, just in different orders.
Yeah.
So I guess if I had to finish the season with four at home or four on the road, I'd rather have the four at home.
Yeah.
No. But who are the next four on the road?
You got South Al tonight, Texas State on Saturday, next Thursday at Troy, and then next Saturday at Louisiana.
Well, as we all know, I don't know about basketball, as we all know, Troy has one of the top 10 baseball programs in the country now, right? with two players coming back from last year.
I got a kick out of what Travis Creel said yesterday. You know, normally coaches and players, they don't think much of it. But he said, you know, that was a little bit disrespectful.
Well, yeah, man, you know? I think it was a lot disrespectful.
I'll take any bulletin board material to give to that Southern Miss baseball team.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, you and I did see a great game in the tournament between Southern Miss and Troy, didn't we? That was some baseball game.
Man. McIntyre with the drop down to the pitchers and score the winning run.
I don't think we'll miss him, do you?
He's easily replaceable.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. News and notes with the great Bema Mixon when we come back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, I want to thank our good buddies, Genesis of Hattiesburg, Mobe Beignet Company, Into Bay Spring Water for their sponsorship of our program. And, of course, our good friends at DBAT on Hardy Street. Luke Reynolds manages that club down there and a former great baseball player for the Golden Eagles. Great place to take children. And, Kelly, as you know, this is the time of the year to be doing that.
Especially when it's cold outside, and we'll look at the weather forecast next week down into the 20s at night and maybe highs in the mid to upper 30s. It's always it's always perfect inside.
That cold night next week, Kelly and I plan to go streaking. Would you like to go with us? Oh,
good God.
Do you know what that means, Dima?
I don't want to picture you doing what I know that means. I already pictured you in a Speedo earlier this
week. Talk about a full moon.
I'm going to take that as a no.
Yeah.
Okay. News and notes.
Please.
It is $5 tickets to watch Kelly.
Yes, $5.
No, I'm just kidding. News and notes. You know, what's the irony about the Sun Belt basketball standings right now is that if Southern Miss wins tonight,
they're tied for
first in the league.
Are you kidding?
No.
So we talked about parity.
Yeah.
You know?
So just to keep that in line, South Alabama getting 12 against Southern Miss
They're giving
12 against Southern Miss tonight. So.
I like the Eagles tonight, guys. I'm going to tell you. I got a good feeling about it.
All right. We got one vote. I don't think they'll win, but I don't think they're going to lose by more than 12.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to take the Eagles and the points, but Bob, they have not shown any proficiency at all on the road. Why? What? And look, I hope you're right.
I get it.
I hope you're right.
I get it.
And they clearly need one, you know.
I get it.
I think if they're going to get one, it's going to be Saturday, but that's just my opinion.
I don't, because Texas State's going to lie in waiting. They're going to remember that game last Saturday.
Yeah, but the Golden Eagles are up 20. I mean...
The Golden Eagles dominated them in the first half.
The first half.
It wasn't even close. In fact, it got kind of boring, to be honest with you.
But the second half, they didn't, you know.
Well, no, but you know, Texas State had done that the game before.
At Troy, yeah.
They'd come from way behind.
That's right.
So they're a pretty tenacious bunch. Yeah. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Troy at Louisiana Monroe tonight. ULM, big underdogs at home to the Trojans. Georgia State on the road at Texas State tonight. Texas State, big home favorites against the Panthers. Tomorrow, more Sun Belt action. Georgia Southern on the road to Coastal Carolina. Marshall on the road to JMU. App State on the road at ODU. And the reason that game's important is because ODU and South Alabama are tied right now for first place in the conference. And then the big game is tomorrow night, Louisiana on the road at Arkansas State. And the only reason that's obviously a big game is just because of how all the standings go and tiebreakers and all that good stuff. Now, the Lady Eagles, who, you know, as we've covered extensively, really struggling right now, they return back to back to Hattiesburg this week, and they're going to host ULM tomorrow night, and we'll definitely preview that game on the show tomorrow. Excuse me. And they're still they're tied for second to last in the conference right now, 1-4 overall in Sun Belt play, 5-11 as far as their overall record. More Sun Belt women's games tonight throughout the league, as well as on Thursday, and then a whole bunch of games on Saturday, as well as in the men's league. So a lot of stuff to still happen. As I said earlier, you know, the season is still kind of young in the Sun Belt, you know, only 4 or 5 games in for a lot of these teams. But in about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll start to see the shaping of how these standings could come out. And like we said, the coveted first and second place in a league where it's not been that strong seems to be reachable, but you got to win on the road.
Two surprises for me, you guys, on the plus side so far in men's basketball. The two surprise teams have been South Al and Marshall.
Yeah,
Marshall was not supposed to be as strong as they're turning out to be.
And we beat them.
Barely, but yes, yeah, we did. Of course, it was at the greenhouse, but yeah, that's a big win against Marshall. And on the downside, teams that have been really disappointing to me so far, Louisiana, obviously, but again, they made a coaching change about a week into the season, so you know what can you expect there? And honestly, Monroe has been a little disappointing because they had some guys coming back, and now, you know, that ship has taken on a lot of water, and there's not enough guys bailing the water out. So, but if you look on that eastern side, I think Georgia Southern has been a little bit disappointing. Georgia State has as well. Again, just not a great league this year.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, Jay Ladner scheduled to be on the show tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Also, Patrick Oakes, who is the AD at Pearl River Community College. And a great guy, by the way. Really, really friendly. All the people at Pearl River are so nice. So we look forward to that. Big basketball tonight. What time is that, Dima?
7.
And that's on ESPN Plus. So yep. I guess my evening plans have been finalized now. How about you, Mr. Center?
It's for me as well. I have to call a little trivia tonight locally, but I'll be monitoring the game. As
games will be on TV, though, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And you know what? They will at 4th Street for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Hey, I want to thank all of our great sponsors and really do appreciate all you do to support the program. Dima will be out tomorrow, but the guys will be here Friday and I'll be out. So we're going to kind of play tag here. Real quick predictions. How you like it tonight? You're going with the Jaguars, I gather.
Yeah, I hope I'm wrong. But the Eagles, just get one on the road, you guys.
Dama?
Yeah, I'm going to say close, though. I don't think they're going to beat us by more than 12. I'm going to say close. But like Kelly said, I'm going to believe it when I see it for them to win a road game.
I'm predicting with my heart, fellas. I want to see the guys win the game tonight. And I think they'll play hard. We'll see how it turns out.
Oh, yeah, you can't ever doubt that.
They play hard. There's no question.
And they've got all hands on deck, too.
Yes,
much
exactly.
Different team.
Yeah, that's right. All right, back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We'll let you know what happened, of course, South Alabama. And hear straight from the coach himself, we hope. Until then, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.